The Planned Parenthood Clinic in Fort Wayne, Indiana's second largest city, has shut down, and the staff says it's because of intimidation from anti-abortion groups, even though the Fort Wayne Clinic did not offer abortions. It did offer birth control, testing for sexually transmitted diseases, and other health services. Christy Gillespie is president of Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky. She joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
Well, and you know what anti-abortion groups are saying. Kathy Humbarger of Allen County Right to Life told WANE-TV that you have a dwindling clientele, and you yourself have pointed to a patient base at this one clinic that's half what it was 2 years ago. So respond to that first.
Well, that could not be further from the truth. These anti-women protesters went well beyond Democratic protesting and included targeted harassment, intimidation, and in fact, public sharing of personal information, such as home addresses of our staff to prevent patients from receiving the reproductive care that they need from our center.
There's a letter here from Elizabeth Nelson. She's calling herself a field representative with Created Equal, another anti-abortion group. It's addressed to one of your nurse practitioners, and it literally says, our request is simple. We ask that you leave your job, and if not, we are going to expose you. And sure enough, there's a flyer that went out. It names her. It has her home address. And there's a, you know, horrific picture of an aborted baby with her picture. These are the kinds of things you're talking about.
Yes. You know, this is not how decent, compassionate people behave. These actions were done in the name of faith, religion, and Jesus. And the people of faith that I call friends are appalled at these kind of actions.
You've said that it isn't because you have a dwindling patient base. You still have women who very much need you. Could you not recruit staff? Was this harassment just, was it too hard just to get people to work?
It makes others hesitant to apply just because you can imagine that is difficult. Not only did the Allen County Right to Life chapter harass individuals and our staff, they also harassed local businesses to ensure that they wouldn't partner with Planned Parenthood in the Fort Wayne community. And that's what directly resulted in our inability to find a new location and resulted in closing of our center.
But they make the case, as we said, that clinic, the Fort Wayne, did not provide abortions. But they claim that people like the woman they sent this letter and flyer to advised people on where to go. They said she enables child killing by coordinating abortions off-site.
Well, Planned Parenthood's mission and our mission is to provide the whole range of reproductive health care. And that does include abortion. If our patients come in seeking care and they want to know where to seek that service, we will refer that. We're not going to apologize for that. This is about patients controlling their health care and making the decisions that are right for their individual lives.
How far will these women now have to drive for just the simple annual exam or to get care for sexually transmitted diseases or make sure that they don't have cancers? Where will they go now?
Well, the nearest Planned Parenthood Health Center to Fort Wayne, Indiana, is now almost 2 hours away in northern Indiana. So we have provided a 1-800 number to our patients so that they can get more information.
Do you worry, though, that you will be adding to what some see as a tsunami of little cuts at the ability to find female health care or an abortion service, especially at a time when there is a president who has just appointed a Supreme Court nominee? Both are thought to be against Roe v. Wade and part of a move to, you know, take down that protection completely.
Well, Robin, I think this is what a post-Roe world could look like. Fort Wayne, Indiana has had a Planned Parenthood in their community for 81 years. And as you have talked about, we have never provided abortions at that location. But a small group of religious zealots believe that a health center that provided birth control and other services didn't belong in the community. And, you know, I don't know if you are a Margaret Atwood fan, but Indiana is beginning to feel a little like Gilead.
The author of The Handmaid's Tale, which has become the hugely popular series. And explain why. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, this just isn't about Planned Parenthood in northern Indiana. This is much bigger than us. It's a wake-up call, I think, that our communities are shaped by those that speak up and show up. We can't allow our daughters and granddaughters to have less access to basic rights like birth control than we do. Because ultimately, if we don't protect their rights, who's going to do it?
That's Christy Gillespie, president of Planned Parenthood of Indiana and Kentucky. Christy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.